What's going on, guys? It's Doug.
And Mandy.
And we're Legends in Liquor.
Hooray!
And we're back.
Finally. After a really long time.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, want to do the liquor? Alcohol? Because it's not a liquor.
It's a vino.
It's a wine. No vino phobia.
I like it.
I like it too. It's Chardonnay, 2017. From California, and it has a really cool looking, what do they call that? Label.
Yeah, yes. Label.
Yeah, a label. Which is totally why we picked it. Never had it before, didn't know if it was good or bad, just has a cool picture on the front of it, because that's the best way to pick your wine.
Honestly, I just like the name. That's why I wanted it.
It is a cool name. Well, like, I like it. It's like, so the picture is like a suit within a whole bunch of stuff just spewing out of the neck of it instead of a head.
But it means the fear of not having wine, and that makes me laugh.
No vinophobia.
Yeah, no vinophobia.
I gotcha. That's funny. Anyways, it's actually pretty good.
It's surprisingly good.
Yeah, and it was not that expensive. Probably around $10.
Yeah, 10 to 12. I don't remember.
Something like that.
And we just got it at a Food Lion, so it's not...
that hard to find. Well, I don't know. I've never actually seen it before, so maybe it's just one of those, like, they randomly have it, and now they'll never have it again. Who knows? Anyways, it's pretty good. Pretty buttery, you know.
Really buttery.
Really buttery.
Really, really smooth.
Yeah, so if you don't like buttery, you probably won't like it. But we like it because we like buttery stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too dry either.
No, no.
It's just...
not dry at all. I wouldn't say.
I mean, like a lot of people who like sweet wines, because it's not a sweet wine.
I mean, I was actually about to say, I think it has like a little hint of... sweetness to it.
It's not like overly sweet though.
Here, try it again.
Like, I wouldn't like no, it if no, it's sweet.
We don't like anything overly sweet, so really it's not that sweet, but it's like a little bit sweeter than I think some of the ones that we normally pick.
No, I'm just saying.
Or maybe it's like, is that citrusy? I don't know.
Either way, it's not a real sweet wine, but if you like really sweet wine, I think you could still palate this one because it's not overly like harsh.
No, not harsh. Got a little bit of a weird twang at the end.
But hey,
it was not that expensive.
It was $10.
Right. So what do you expect? Okay. So that's the wine. Put that in my chiller. And it's my turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but who's counting?
Right. Probably no one.
Who knows?
Except for us.
But I'm counting.
Anyways, so I got a figure from mythology or religion, depending on what religion you practice.
So if you practice this religion, then it's religion. If you practice a different one, then it's mythology.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, isn't that usually how people define myths? A lot of religions are myths to other people.
No, I completely agree. I just like the way you phrase that.
Yeah. Anyways, so today I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Hindu god Ganesha. Mm. Have you ever heard of that one before?
I've heard of Ganesh, but watching a lot of reruns of MasterChef.
Boop, boop.
But,
nope, not in any way, shape, or form related to Ganesh.
No,
at least that I know of.
Now, I know we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I like the SMT series and Persona.
Yes.
Is Ganesha in there?
Like,
it sounds right.
Can't remember. Several of the other Hindu gods are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to look this up. I'm not going to look up anything about
okay.
it. So, I mean,
well, like his mom, Parvati. Like, you remember her?
Yeah.
She's in the game.
I did not know that was how it was pronounced. Oh, it was Parvati.
That's what I said.
Oh.
Isn't it? Or did I say it? Parvati?
That's what I heard.
Okay. Is that what you said?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, and I'm just going to go ahead and start off with an apology on probably butchering a lot of Hindu words. Because clearly, I don't speak Hindu at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is an SMT.
Okay. I thought it might be, but I just wasn't sure.
Okay.
Anyways, so well, as you can see from the picture, spoilers.
We'll talk about that that description.
Yeah. Most recognizable as having the head of an elephant. So probably actually a lot of people have seen figures of Ganesha, but don't know that that's who it is, because he's a pretty, well, literally probably the most popular god, Hindu god, and is the one that's the most worshipped across the most sects.
Sectus.
That's a hard word to say.
It is. Why'd you say it?
Because that was the appropriate word. Religious sects.
That's sectusy.
That's a really difficult word to say. Because I'm like, I sound like I'm just saying sex. But with like an subsect. Extra S. Okay.
You could have done that.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways. So Ganesha.
Portion.
Huh?
Portion?
No. I mean, a sect is a very specific, it's just the plural. Like, sect isn't hard to say.
No, I got it. But I'm just
multiple sect. No. More than one sect? Because then you gotta make
sects. Let's move on. I was trying to think of a smoother synonym because you said there wasn't one, so I accepted the challenge. I think subsect is the easiest one. Like, subsects? Because subsects is not a word.
No.
So subsect. Yeah. But the plural of that.
All right, what about moving on? Let's move on.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, so Ganesha is known as the god of new beginnings, success, and wisdom, and as the remover of obstacles, and is clearly a part of the Hindu pantheon. We should probably, when I think about it, one of the only pantheons that's still actively worshipped. I could be wrong about that, but it's definitely like the first and foremost one that comes to mind.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Judeo-Christianity is one god.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really sad. I mean, I guess there's like Asatru, which is the people who worship the old Norse gods. So they worship like Odin, but that's not a very popular religion.
Well, whenever they shut down the pantheon in Charleston.
Hey!
Yeah, that's the last one, though.
Yeah. That was a club in Charleston. For those of you who aren't from Charleston, like circa 6 years ago.
That's about when it shut down, right?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, so yeah. He's also known as Ganesh, Ganapati, Tamil, Vinayaka, and apparently lots of other names.
Hmm.
Yeah. Lives on Mount Kailash. Again, I could be saying that wrong. I don't know.
Where's that at?
Correct me. Kailash.
No, that's it. That's right.
Whatever.
Wait, can you highlight and hit the pronounce button?
No. Oh. I can't make that work right now.
Kailash. Yeah, you're right.
His parents are Shiva and Parvati. Like I said before. He rides a mouse. There's an explanation for that later. I've got a few little anecdotes about him.
Oh, wait, because I have a theory.
We'll skip to the end of that. Tell me the theory when I come back to the
end. Yeah, no, I'm keeping
it
to myself.
He's celebrated during the festival Ganesh Chaturthi. Like we already said, has the head of an elephant. God of removing obstacles, the patron of arts and sciences, the deva of intellect and wisdom, god of beginnings. He's honored at the start of rites and ceremonies because he's the god of beginnings.
Okay.
And is also invoked as the patron of letters and learning during writing sessions, which makes sense given one of the other stories that I heard about him. Alrighty. In the Ganapatya tradition of Hinduism, some of these words are really hard to say. Or like hard, not necessarily hard to say, but hard to read and then say.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are a lot more syllables than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Ganesha is the supreme deity in that tradition of Hinduism. And apparently he represents Mahaganapati. Mahaganapati. I think I'm saying that right.
You're hogging the potty? That's what I heard.
No. Mahaganapati. Which is supposed to be the ultimate truth? I don't know.
Mahaganapati.
That's all I got on that.
Okay.
One interesting tidbit, while he is popularly worshipped as the remover of obstacles, he also places obstacles in the path of those who need to be checked.
Oh, so he like puts the obstacles there just so he could take them away.
No, I mean, you know, when somebody's like, you need to be like, slow your roll, bitch.
Oh.
He places an obstacle.
And then when the roll has been slowed,
he removes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way I heard that is just like, you know, let's say you're working for a company who has late charges, and you put them down there just so you can waive them. That's what I'm seeing.
No. Like, no.
You suck. You get a late fee.
For on those who need to be checked, like, their actions need to be stopped.
They're not paying their
bill.
They need the late charge.
You really took that too literally.
I did.
Yeah, no.
I'm having fun.
I kind of like that, though. Like,
yeah, you know. No, I do like that.
Yeah. Anyways, he's also identified with the Hindu mantra. He resides in the first chakra, or the sacral plexus at the base of the spine, which is where the first chakra is located, in case you didn't know that.
I didn't.
And therefore, he holds, supports, and guides all other chakras, thereby governing the forces that propel the wheel of life.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what color the first chakra is.
Blue.
No, it's like...
Orange.
It's either orange or red, I think. I think it's red.
Red.
Yeah. It's like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
That's just Roy G. Biv.
All the way up. Yeah, I mean, it kind of follows the rainbow.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then it'd be red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
Purple, which is what I just
indigo.
Said.
Indigo.
Whatever. Purple, whatever. Same thing.
Thank you, Mr. White in fourth grade.
Yeah. Mr. Get it? White?
I know, he wasn't on the rainbow. He was not. He always said his cousin was Roy G. Biv.
Oh, God.
Because he was Mr. White.
Wait, was that like a real teacher that you had in fourth grade?
No, I'm not kidding. Yeah. No, he was a really good teacher.
And was his arch nemesis Mr. Black?
No, his arch nemesis was Mr. Mahler, because they would do chapels, and they would do like, you know how in, what was it, probably a couple years ago, like YouTubers were doing these like rap dissing, like Logan Paul had this whole like diss track. It's a whole thing. I don't really keep up with it, but I know it was a thing.
I don't even know that it was a thing. So.
No, it was a thing.
Okay. No, I mean, I wasn't.
Yeah,
I didn't
no.
say that meaning to doubt you. I
no.
meant just saying I had no clue that that was a thing.
No, but.
Because I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
I don't watch that section of YouTube.
I was about to say.
No, I watch a lot of YouTube.
You watch a lot of YouTube.
No, I watch the Mario Maker streams. Shout out to Carl Sagan 42, who's not listening to this.
Yeah, probably not.
But no, anyway, so they would, like, there were three or four teachers who would, like, do the weekly chapel, but Mr. White and Mr. Mahler would just talk shit about each other, and it was awesome, because, like, they would just talk about how old each of the other ones were, or, like, how, oh, you have no hair, ah, well, at least my hair's not gray. Like, it was pretty funny. But yeah, no, Mr. White, he taught me the Roy G. Biv.
Fun stuff.
That was his distant cousin.
Corny.
I swear I'm not making that
corny
shit up.
Corny as hell. No, I believe you. I mean, you know.
I just like how you just immediately thought that I was making that shit up.
Well, like that, I don't know. You
like
know, that's,
Mr. White. I'm
that like, sounds like something like a yeah. cartoon skit for kids.
Yeah, no, it really does.
All right, kids, today Mr. White's going to teach you about the rainbow. You know, I
and
mean.
My nemesis, Señora Negro.
Okay. Racist mutt?
That is the Spanish word for black.
Yeah.
I said it with the accent.
Okay. I guess that makes it okay.
We'll fix it in editing.
anyways.
Norbert. Remember. Fix that. Fix that shit.
Yeah. Anyways. So, last fun fact. Marital status. His marital status is apparently the subject of considerable scholarly review.
What?
I mean, like, whether or not he's married. Some say he doesn't have a wife. Some people say he's married to Sarasvati, who I think is another goddess in...
Yeah.
Yeah, in Persona.
Yeah.
Who's the goddess of culture and arts. Others associate him with Lakshmi, the goddess of luck and prosperity.
Hmm.
And then they say he has two sons. Kasima, prosperity, or Labha, profit.
Hmm.
I am probably butchering those names.
Probably.
Sorry. You know, I had an Indian neighbor one time. What was her name? She said it meant poetry in Hindu. It was like Kavita?
Mm.
maybe that was it. I don't know. Anybody out there who speaks Hindu, her name was poetry in Hindu. Mm. She was an interesting person. Her husband was a dick. Like a massive dick. I think I actually never saw him.
Okay.
Once. Because he was always somewhere else.
Well, that's good.
Because he didn't like her.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, his poetry sucked.
Mm.
Well, when she moved, was she poetry in motion?
Oh, he went there. Okay. The last thing I got for you are a few some stories, uh-huh. right? Okay, so what was your theory about him riding the mouse?
Okay, like, you know the whole thing about elephants being afraid of mice?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's where that came from, even though I guess you wouldn't be afraid of riding them. Although, I'm scared as shit of horses. They're big as fuck. And if I had to ride one, which I would, because that's a thing, but I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, so it's actually pretty fun.
I could see Ganesha riding a mouse being like, well, this is what I gotta do, but I'm kind of scared of that shit. And he's part elephant. That's what I got for that. That's just what I thought of.
That's not the anecdote that I have.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay, so one of them, because he is the remover of obstacles, right? And back in the day, mice or rodents were one of the biggest obstacles to prosperity because they would come and, like, eat crops and stuff.
Mm.
So him riding the mouse is symbolic of him removing that obstacle or conquering it because he's riding it.
Okay.
When you ride something, you, like, tame it. You can't ride an untamed animal. So you're like...
You can.
I mean, that's... You can. It probably won't last that long, and it might end very badly for you. But...
Isn't that whole bull riding thing? I used to watch a lot of those.
Stupid. Anyways.
Bull riding, not bull fighting.
I still kind of think bull riding's stupid, but...
No, it is stupid, because it's somebody who they're like... You can only hold on with one hand.
Bullfighting is
just wrong.
Yeah. Like, really, really disturbing and wrong. Look that shit up, people. And then go petition people to stop doing it. Because it's terrible. It's like, just stab the bull as many times as you can and then kill it.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, that's...
But you should watch Carmen, because that's what we watched when I was like, oh, I thought bullfighting was just holding a tablecloth.
Yeah, fun stuff. And we'll just go ahead and say, we're recording this during the coronavirus outbreak. Hooray!
Yeah, hopefully we can get a few more of these in.
While this is going on.
Like, to be completely real for a minute. I mean, we talk a lot of shit about us never recording. But I would like to accommodate, you know, people not having stuff to do.
Right.
So.
Give y'all something else to listen to.
Yeah, and as of right now, I do not have a story to tell, but I will get one very shortly, and hopefully we can do a couple more.
Chop chop!
I mean, a couple more this week. I mean, you already have another one lined up, right?
No, I thought I did.
You have an idea of
this
one?
I can figure out one real easy. Okay. Yeah, it's not a problem. I'll probably pick something from Norse mythology
since
what I'm thinking about lately. Anyways.
At least for me, mm-hmm. I haven't really talked to you about it. We're doing it live, folks! I would like to do a couple more, not necessarily, like, tomorrow, but, you know, I want to try to...
Oh, yeah.
Keep this more important than, obviously, we have.
Yeah, and I mean, not to make excuses, but to make excuses...
Oh, yeah, no, but...
Life just got real. Like, I got a new job, it was a whole big thing, leaving the other job was a terrible time, because mm-hmm. when you leave a job as an attorney... There's a whole bunch of stuff you have to do, and letters, and elections, and blah, 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 and it's just a giant pain in the ass.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, my office was going to move an extra half hour away.
Yeah.
Which was going to give me a 3-hour round trip commute. But then, you know, we had to go back into the Dark Ages and have another plague.
Yeah.
And now I'm still working about an hour away from home. But it delayed the move.
Yeah, which is, I guess, one positive.
The positive is it's only an hour.
Yeah. You know, what I was going to say was, linking it back to Carmen, we watched Carmen because the Met Opera has put up free operas.
Which is a fantastic idea, and you should definitely watch it.
Right, get some culture.
I mean, we watched that, and then, like, the first act of La Boheme. I wasn't in the mood. It's all subtitled.
Yes, it is, but it is subtitled, so unlike going and seeing it live, you can see subtitles to understand what the hell they're saying, which is nice, I think. Yeah, Yeah.
And then also that song from Carmen that I was like, I know that song.
Yeah.
But what was it? Yeah. Yeah, that's from Carmen.
That's from Carmen. What is she saying? She's like, and if I love you,
you better watch out.
You better watch out.
Or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that. That play,
it was opera, very weird.
Is dark.
It was entertaining. And the one that they had streaming for the Met, I thought that, like, the actors or performer, singers, operateurs.
You know, I feel like there is a word for them, but I can't remember. Anyways,
it was fantastic.
They were really good.
Yeah, that's not even really my kind of thing. I've seen, like, musical theater before, but I mean, like, just a straight up, what was it, French?
Yeah.
The
Carmen was French.
Yeah, but...
A French opera set in
Spain?
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it. It was good. And I did like the first act of La Boheme. I mean, it just had been a
long really long day. Yeah.
For the reasons...
Anyways,
that Mandy said earlier.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff is free online now. Take advantage of it. Like, the Yale just put up one of their most popular classes about, like, being happy.
Yeah.
And, I signed up for that. I haven't taken it yet, but...
And the, new movies coming out. They're coming, like, directly to stream. I mean, you have to pay probably about... I think it actually works out to be a little bit cheaper than a movie ticket, but newer movies are actually coming out now.
I mean... Which is smart. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of adapting for businesses to continue to make some kind of profit and money. But I really appreciate the stuff that they're doing for free. Because then it's available to everybody. It's like the Met and, you know, like Planet Fitness putting up live streaming workouts on their Facebook page.
Because, I mean, like, we are fortunate enough to have jobs where we can continue to work
even
during a time like this, but there are definitely a lot of people out there that can't.
Like all the restaurant and workers and whatnot. I mean, that just sucks. The fact, like, the idea of losing your job that suddenly and or being laid off is just terrifying.
Because of something that you have no control over and that the people that you think probably should know what to do about the situation don't.
Yeah.
So literally everything is out of anyone's hands. But anyway, luckily we were fortunate enough to have, for the foreseeable future, SETI income.
Yeah.
So that's not everyone, so I completely agree. I think it's great that a lot of things are doing, or a lot of places are doing.
A lot of places are doing for free. So if you are struggling to find something to do while you're self-quarantined or whatever, you know, it shouldn't be that hard for you to find something. Audible has put up a bunch of free books. I think a lot of books are free on Kindle right now.
And the Apple iBooks or whatever. Oh, okay. I just got a notification on that today too.
Nice. So yeah, you know, use it as an opportunity to do something that you don't normally do. Like, I have never seen a full opera before. That was really cool.
We saw one and a third.
Right. Read books if you don't normally read.
Yeah.
Or listen to a book. Whatever. Anyways, going on with the podcast.
Crochet a beer koozie. I did that. We found a loom. And
a tiny mini loom.
I know. And this looks really janky. We could put that on our Insta. If we get enough upvotes,
I'd say
20,000.
What you need to do is make
a
bigger one.
I'm really embarrassed about this. Yeah, so I don't want to check it.
It's pretty...
It gets the job done, though.
It's rough looking.
It's the first one I've ever done.
Anyways, back to the mouse writing. So I told you the first theory.
Yeah.
Right.
I told you mine.
Yes, which is wrong. I mean, I don't know. It could be an alternate theory. It wasn't one of the ones that I read.
Okay.
The second one is that he's able to reach all of the nooks and crannies of the world because he's riding a mouse. And mice get in all the nooks and crannies.
But he's a big elf.
Like our fucking walls. Which I haven't heard anything in a while, but there were mice in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was not fun.
We got the exterminator out here.
That's fine. We got the exterminator. You know, I'm normally like, don't kill animals. And I feel like I'm about a hop, skip, and a jump away from going vegetarian. But when I heard something crawling in our fucking walls, I was like, y'all get out here and kill that shit. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I felt a twinge of guilt, and then I heard scuttling in the walls again, and I was like, nope, nope, and nope.
I don't blame you.
Because also, who knows what they are wrecking?
Yeah.
In the house. I mean, they chew through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Like, fucking you ever mice. Seen that, That Fast and Furious movie? The second one, I think?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, like, as a torture thing, they take this dude, they pull his shirt up, they put a rat inside of a bucket, and then they torch the bucket.
That's not a novel concept.
No, but it was, that's yeah. where I've seen it.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he spoke. So they took, they he just got a few scratches.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's terrible.
Everyone involved was okay.
Ugh. Anyways.
That was not a good movie.
No, those movies. You know, I did like Tokyo Drift, which is the one that nobody else likes.
Here's the thing. They are entertaining movies. They're not good movies.
No, they are not good movies.
If you go into it thinking, wow.
This is going to be some quality cinema. No. You will be disappointed.
No, the mindset you have to go into is, I want to see what more can this movie give me. Are they going to give me space? Because apparently they're going to space.
No.
I haven't seen the one yet. But no, they go to London. Go-karts, all the shit.
Yeah.
Dragging around a giant ass safe. It's awesome. But it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Okay. Back to Ganesha. Because we have severely gone off track.
That's all right.
Okay, so the second thing is why he has an elephant head. Which apparently...
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Apparently, there are a few myths about that, but I'm just going to tell you the one really quickly. So, his mom, Parvati, was taking a bath, and she created a boy from turmeric paste, which apparently was somehow related to the bath. I don't understand. And told the boy to go guard the door because Nandi was not available. And he normally guarded the door. So, okay. Turmeric boy goes to guard the door. Her husband, Shiva, shows up and is like, I want to go see my wife. And the boy's like, no, because she's taking a bath and she told me not to let anyone in. And so he cuts his head off. And then Parvati is super pissed and threatens to destroy all of creation. As one does, right?
Who's she mad at?
Shiva.
Okay.
Cutting the head off of the boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know she was mad at the boy. Like
that she created. No,
she should beat the shit out of my husband.
No, she's mad at Shiva for cutting his head off.
Okay.
So Lord Brahma, who is the creator of creation, is unhappy about the fact that she's going to destroy everything. So he's like, please don't do that. And she says, okay. If the boy's brought back to life, and if he is worshipped before all of the other gods. So Shiva says, fine. Sends out his people to go find the first dead thing lying wherever with its head facing north. I don't know why that's relevant, but that was what they said. I'm sure there's some relevance to that.
Oh, that's fine.
And the first thing they find is an elephant. So they bring its head back, put it on the boy... Brings him back to life, and then he's worshipped before all the other gods. Boom!
Well, how big's the boy? Because I'm sure this dude's going to look like a South Park character.
Well, there are so many things about that are unbelievable, and that's the part that you latch onto. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You look up paintings of baby Ganesha, because there are some. Like, there are some of his mom holding him, and it's freaky. It's weird. Anyways.
I'm going to do it right now.
Maybe we can post some of those on Insta. Anyways, so that's one of the stories of why he has an elephant for a head. And then in a lot of the portrayals of him, you'll see that he has one tusk broken. So one of the stories behind why one of his tusks is broken. Are you looking at the picture?
No, they're all super cute. It's like, look at this little baby. It's a tattoo.
Aww.
Like, that's all I'm seeing. I'm not seeing anything disturbing. Should I, like, type that in?
Well, no, I mean, that's like a tattoo. I mean...
No. I typed in baby Ganesha, and, like, they're just everything. I mean, like, that's not cute, but that's not disturbing.
No.
That's about what I've seen.
Okay.
Like, that's all I'm seeing.
No, that wasn't the one that I...
Like that's all really cute.
Yeah, those are cute. They kind of just look like little baby elephants.
Yeah, like, what was his name?
Dumbo?
No. The other one. The one with the hat.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hold on. You keep talking.
All right. Anyways, so broken tusk, right?
Yeah, why has he got the broken tusk?
Okay, so the story goes that the sage poet Vyasa, however you say that, was getting ready to write the epic poem the Mahabharata, and asked Ganesha to transcribe the poem. And Ganesha said that he would only do it if he just, like, spoke the poem and he could transcribe it uninterrupted, like, would not stop until it was finished.
Okay.
So they do, and his pen breaks while he's transcribing. So he breaks off his tusk to use it to finish writing the epic poem, which I think I saw one story said, like, was allegedly took them, like, 3 years to finish it, for him to speak it all the way through.
Okay.
Which would have to be a really long-ass poem.
But also, I was talking about Babar.
Oh, yeah!
That one, yeah.
You say it Babar? I said it Babar. Okay. Fine. Babar.
Send us an email. How do you pronounce Babar? Or
Babar.
The elephant with the little tiny, like, little itty-bitty.
Little crown.
Little crown.
Little crown.
Yeah.
Oh my, I haven't even, you know, that's one of those things from my childhood that I completely forgot existed until you showed me the picture.
Yeah.
Like, weird. Anyways.
I see 10 of those a day. I have a bad memory.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I got for you. That's Lord Ganesha in a nutshell.
Mmm, Ganesha in a nutshell.
Ganesh. Okay. Anyways, that's all I got for y'all today. Stay safe.
Yes, definitely stay safe.
Don't catch the plague.
Social distancing.
Don't let somebody else catch the plague. I know a lot of people are minimizing it, but it's really important because if you think about the statistics, if like 5 million people out of 20% of 5 million people catch it, that's still a million people. And then even 1% of a million people is 10,000 people. That's a lot of people to die, which is the whole point in not going out. You might catch it and be fine. Mm-hmm. But you will probably give it to somebody who will give it to somebody who will die.
Yeah.
So.
That's on you.
No, don't. I'm just kidding. Give that shit to people. Stay at home. Stay safe. Don't get sick.
So we
use lots of Lysol. Copious amounts of Lysol.
But also.
And wash your goddamn hands.
But don't buy up all the toilet paper. What the hell?
Don't panic. Okay.
Everything is fine. Be hygienic.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Be hygienic and be an asshole. Don't get close to people.
Right.
That's it.
Don't shake hands. That has been really hard for me.
Yeah.
It's like such ingrained habit and I feel rude not doing it. But yeah. Yeah. Be rude. And I keep telling myself I'm not going to do it. And then I'm like, oh, I mean somebody new. And the hand goes out and they're like, ew. And I'm like, you're right. That is gross.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The worst thing that being rude to someone is going to do is they're not going to want to be around you.
Right.
And that's the point.
Exactly.
Social distancing.
Socially distanced.
I mean, do what you gotta do. Obviously, go to work if you have to. Hopefully, you can work from home. Hopefully, you still have a job.
Right.
Just be mindful.
Yeah.
Just be mindful.
Yeah, be mindful. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at legends_liquor.
Yep.
And you can email us at legendsandliquor@gmail.com. If you have any comments or requests or whatever. Feel free to donate on our Anchor page.
Yeah.
And, that's about it.
Yeah, I think that was good.
All right. Hopefully we'll be having another one of these out to you soon.
But no promises, because last time we promised, it's been half a year.
Yeah, that was bad. We'll try and do better. All right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.